Okay, I thought that I should add some, you know, context before going on to the song by Taylor Swift, and this music sort of faded out in a good way, so, you know, why not? So actually not the context, but okay, I will give the context anyways. So yeah, I feel it's summer and I could finally wear the clothes that feel and look like summer finally. And I know it's supposed to be 27 degrees on Sunday or Friday. I don't remember, one of those 2 days. And I'm excited for summer actually. And yeah, flowers and butterflies, sure, all the way, yes. And yeah, I feel so happy to see the sun and finally to wear some of the clothes that were hidden for so long. And yeah, excited for summer and the courses. And the next song, which is by one and only favorite of mine, Taylor Swift. And there we go.
His footprints on the sidewalk lead to where I can't stop. Go there every night. I think he knows his hands around a cold glass make me wanna know that body like it's mine. He got that boyish look that I like in a man. I am an architect, I'm drawing up the plans. It's like I'm 17, nobody understands. No one understands. He got my heartbeat.
So you were listening to I Think He Knows by Taylor Swift, and it is in her album called Lover, which came in 2019. She actually released quite a few albums during that time period, and I think it is one of her best albums, and we could obviously debate about what is her best album, but I think the top two for me are Midnights, and the second actually is Lover. So we'll see if she releases some other stellar work of hers as well. Let's talk about something that I found interesting while reading some stuff or literature, I must say, why am I saying stuff after every word? But yes, in some of the literature that I was looking through for my project on gender and climate change discourses. So yeah, I found something that is called the Virtue and Vulnerability, so double-edged sword, which is pointed at females, both in the global north and so-called global south, and what it entails and what it means for women living there, and what it does not mean, what this paper sort of leaves out, what it does not. So yeah, we'll just dive right into it. So by vulnerability, the author gives a proper definition for that, but I think it's a bit dry and boring to read that definition. But when we talk about gender and climate change, there is a lot of discussion in regards to women as being both vulnerable and as both virtuous in relation to the environment. When we talk about vulnerability, it means that they are on the front line of this crisis, if I were to put it that way. And actually, it is a crisis. Why would I? It's a crisis that is just going to happen, and we have not paid much attention that is required to bring about the real change. But when you pose women's vulnerability in the global south, the authors argue that it is because of the resources and other forms of infrastructures that are positioned in a way that it is not very accessible. For example, many of the women in the global south are dependent still on agricultural lands, and irrigation is done through semi-natural processes and infrastructure, including tube wells, hand pumps and stuff. That's what is used generally for agriculture and irrigating lands. But with climate change, the water level below the ground is supposed to go very low, which means that there would be form of dire water scarcity, and that is going to not only lead to spread of diseases at a faster rate, because it exposes the risk of famines, droughts, obviously, but that also means that they won't have the means of income, and their livelihoods will also be hit. And since in these countries it is understood that men go out and earn in the more sort of urban cities, women are left behind to care for the children and also grow and look after the lands that they hold back in the rural region, rural belts. And if climate change were to hit, these are the populations that would be hit in the worst sense. So that is what the author positions as a vulnerability for the women in the South. Virtue is a word that the author used for the women in the global North. And by virtue, they point that the women in the North are supposedly more conscious when it comes to dealing with climate change, possessing virtues of environmentalism, like green consumerism, purchasing more renewable stuff, and recycling more, and being more green aware. So the author argues that this happens more so than their male counterparts in the global north. So we see that women has this sort of two bifurcations, or like two distinct divisions, wherein they are the ones in the global north who are raising the voices and who are trying to make change with an individual action. And in the global south, they are the ones who are vulnerable. So they are trying to demand and raise the demand and raise action and support for the climate change. So I know it is a little bit dated paper, but I think it offers valuable insights on how there are different ways in which action for climate change is taken. Yeah, and I found that very interesting because it also translates to how discussion of climate change and gender actually happens on Twitter, which is sort of like my research question, if I can come up with one and not 500 questions. But yeah, it's an interesting process. If anybody is interested in, I don't know, writing scholarly papers or doing research stuff, it's an interesting journey, and you sure do need many people by your side. And I'm glad that I am associated with such a team, which is so dedicated and always there to help. And I have like a core group of people who I can like ask questions at any time of the day and essentially cry in front of them and be like, oh, this is not working out. But, you know, it does. It actually works out. It's the process. So, yeah. And you have to enjoy the process because there is no one specific time in the life that you'll get to enjoy. And you'll be like, oh, okay, I need to take my life slow. Well, you could take your life fast and still enjoy it while you're going fast. So it really depends on what you want to make with what you have. And I know this comes off definitely as someone who is privileged because you have to have something to make something off of it. But I think everybody has, each individual has their own struggles and stories. So yeah, keep going, keep working, and you'll get through this. And yeah, before I sort of bring us to an end today with our conversation, I want to play two songs. One is called Summer Dress because obviously I feel the summer vibes, the flowers, the butterflies, the sun. So I'll just play the Summer Dress and then two more songs. And yeah, let's listen to the song by the band called Highs. Actually, the album called Highs, and by the band called Exclaim. So it's a Toronto-based music band. But yeah, let's hear from them.
Just like I see your face. I hope it's from the road and from another place. Yep, and on your way. And if we meet again, I hope your summer dress, I hope it's wearing.
Thank you. met my first love in British Columbia. And though I had my head up in the clouds, you never put up much of a fuss. And though I felt so hard for you, I promised myself that no enough was enough. Every time I look at you, I see the faces I miss so much. Well, I made my bed and I laid in it with you. Based on my bed, have no regrets with you.
Every time I fall in love, my thought I could chase you with a cold evening. Let a couple years water down how I'm feeling about you. And every time we talk, every single word builds up to this moment. And I gotta convince myself I don't want it, even though I do. You could break my heart in two, but when it heals, it beats for you. I know it's forward, but it's true. I'd go back to you. Overthinking every word, and I hate it cause it's not me. And what's the point of hiding? Everybody knows we got unfinished business. And I'll regret it if I didn't say this isn't what it could be. You could break my heart in two, but when it heals, it beats for you. I know it's forward, but it's true. I'd go back to you. I go back to you. You could break my heart in two, but when it heals, it beats for you.
So I was listening to Back to You by Selena Gomez, and I will be back with you guys again next week during the same time, which is 1 to 2 p.m. So you can tune in to hear some of the updates on my research and some good music. I hope I choose good music, but yeah. So you can tune in to listen to some music and some talk on climate change by our host Pranjali J. Coming up next on CGSF 90.1 FM.
You're listening to